Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. We have a great guest for you. He's a returning guest today, and he has written a number of number one New York Times bestsellers and really changed the landscape for beauty and aging. Nicholas Perricone is a renowned physician, scientist, educator, award-winning inventor, and we'll have to understand what he won the award for in aeronautical science, but also has really redefined beauty and aging. He's the founder of Perricone MD, which is a global cosmeceutical and nutraceutical brand, and really was the one who started the whole understanding that beauty comes from the inside out. He has written this book, which is just a tremendous book, The Beauty Molecule. I always get it in hard copy, so I don't know what it sounds like, but it is so much in depth that you almost want to get it as a reference book. I should say we are brought to you, as usual, by Life First Naturals. Life First Naturals are the makers of TrueBiotics, Bovine Colostrum, Dye Rescue, and you can go to their website, lifesfirstnaturals.com, to find out the randomized, or to see the randomized double-blind controlled studies that say why I think most people should be taking these products if you're over the age of 50. And again, longevityplaybook.com. Go to their website to sign up for the free newsletter. Dr. Perricone, one would always like to find out what the beauty molecule is. And obviously, when you start reading the book, you are surprised, at least I was surprised, by what you found as the beauty molecule. Tell us about it.
First of all, I just want to say thank you for inviting me today. This is great to be speaking with you again after many years, and it'd be great to talk to the audience. The reason I wrote this book, first of all, people are asking me, why haven't you written a book in 10 years? And my answer was, I didn't really have anything new to say. Everything was still valid. I didn't have to change my anti-inflammatory diet that I put out there in 2000. But I came across a lot of information over the past 3 to 4 years and felt that I was ready to share something with my readers and with the world. And I was very excited about it. So what happened was, my research was very much, I was interested in neurology and the chemicals of the brain. I've been that ever since med school and was always fascinated by this, and found that there is a neurotransmitter, and that's just a chemical that does a number of things in our body. Number one, helps us form memories. Secondly, makes our muscles contract, and it does everything. But my study showed me something that surprised me, that this molecule, which is called acetylcholine, is a powerful anti-inflammatory in addition to all of the other functions it has in our body. Since my very early years in my first book, inflammation was my focus. And I was convinced that inflammation was at the basis of aging and all of the Western diseases. Now, that was back in late 90s, early 2000, and the results of that was not really well accepted by the scientific or medical community because it was kind of way ahead of its time. So I was kind of a pariah and went through a lot of things with that. But now that it's mainstream, it gave me a lot of confidence in moving forward with some new ideas that may seem a bit radical. So there's one molecule, this acetylcholine, which once again forms memories and does all of these other functions in the body. It's called a neurotransmitter, has a tremendous ability to control inflammation on a systemic level and even on a cellular level. And since inflammation, is my theory, is the reason we age and we also come up with all the Western diseases, I said, this is an amazing molecule. And I just sat down and thought, well, what am I going to title this book? And it just came to me. Why not the beauty molecule? My business was based on coming up with topicals that enhance beauty, but also I'm a nutritionist, and a lot of part of my books are talking about how important the diet is. So beauty from the inside out and the outside in. And a lot of people help me. They say, we want to know more about you. We want to hear something almost like biographical. I put that into the book as well and told my story. As it rolled out, there was a lot of great information, and I tried to make it understandable and readable. And I hope everybody's going to be excited as I am when they read this book, because it gives us a whole new way of approaching everything.
Now, Dr. Perricone, you do give choline-rich foods to boost production of the beauty molecules, such as free-range chicken and turkey, cod, kidney beans, quinoa, shiitake mushrooms, almonds, cruciferous vegetables. So you go through it a lot of things. Does our production of acetylcholine elsewhere in the body, in other words, if we increase production in the brain, as, for example, the recently shown speed of processing games do, does that help with beauty on the skin and inflammation throughout the body or just in the brain? Does the production of acetylcholine in the brain decrease brain inflammation?
From my research, it certainly does that. It does it not just in the brain, but in throughout our whole body. So there was one study in the book that I wanted to talk about in detail, and I did. When I was doing my research, I came across a study, and they were using animal models, unfortunately. They were looking at the fact that mitochondria basically is destroyed by high-fat diets and inflammation. So they took these animals, and they fed them a high-fat diet for a number of weeks, if not maybe more than a few months. They actually took some biopsies for the electron microscopy. And they noticed that the mitochondria, which anybody out there, it looks like a little football if you look at it under the microscope. And this football has these little vertical lines through it. And that is the one organelle in our bodies that creates basically the energy that we need. And they found that the high-fat diet completely distorted these. So I was looking at these photos of this electron microscope. Those beautiful little footballs with the lines were all distorted. They were almost like there was no real shape to them. And all of those little lines that represent making energy were all distorted. Then they took these animals. They went back and they gave them a pharmaceutical drug that will increase the beauty molecule called the acetylcholine. It's called pyridostigmine. And I came across that and I talk about it in my book when I was a medical student. They put these animal models on this just for approximately 4 months. And then they went back and they once again took biopsies and looked at that. And it completely healed the mitochondria. So they had that perfect shape again. They were working well in terms of creating information. So I thought, this is incredible. Just by raising the beauty molecule or acetylcholine in your body, whether you use a pharmaceutical or you use all the other strategies I put in the book, diet, meditation, certain supplements, certain foods, even sunlight, it's all there. It all increases. That was really just shook me up. I said, wow, you can do that in 4 months. And I converted that into a human dose, by the way, if people wanted to go to their physician and talk to them about it. The human dose would be about 15 milligrams a day. And if you were using this as a pharmaceutical for myasthenia gravis, you'd be up probably 100 times higher than that. So it has this huge safety margin there. And this tiny little bit amount can repair our mitochondria as it did in the animals. So it was just a great ride. This book was fun doing the research. The hard part, of course, as you know, Mike, I'm sure you've done this before, writing is the difficult part. Someone said, well, what's it like writing a book? I said, well, I guess it'd be like laying a square egg. It hurts a lot, but when you're done, it feels so good.
So tell us again the name of the product and the dose.
Well, the prescription product is called pyridostigmine, and the dose would just be 15 milligrams a day. And of course, I was telling you that you'd be, if you were getting this as a prescription for your doctor for problems like myasthenia gravis, they would give you upwards of 1,000 milligrams a day. So you can see the safety profile we have here. You can have the doctor write for you 60 milligram tablets, and you just break those tablets into four pieces, and that's your dose once a day. And so the cost of this is almost non-existent, and the safety profile is fantastic. Now, it's going to take time because it took 4 months on the animal models, the little mice. So I would guess you probably would do this for a year or two to get the same effects in terms of repair of the mitochondria, but I don't have any data that I'm just trying to extract that from the animal studies. I really like that a lot and said, this is amazing. So in the book, you're going to get these strategies.
You also get strategies like hydrogen. And tell us about hydrogen as a molecule. Before you do that, I just want to say, this is a wonderful book. We're talking with Dr. Nicholas Perricone, P-E-R-R-I-C-O-N-E. The book is available in hard copy as well as in the audible formation. Again, it is Nicholas Perricone, M.D., The Beauty Molecule. And I don't often say this, but it is a real well-written and well-researched book, and it has a lot of really interesting and helpful tips. Everything, again, from food, anti-inflammatory foods, exercise, talks about sleep, talks about light therapy and red light and near-infrared light. But let's go to hydrogen, as long as I mentioned it.
I had done so well with my skincare company because it was based on anti-inflammatories. And I said, you know, I wanted to find what I call the magic bullet. What is one thing that I could find that I could recommend to my readers and my patients that could reduce inflammation in the body, that would be non-toxic, that would be inexpensive, and that would be easy to use? And so I came across about 9 years ago in a very prestigious journal, Nature Medicine. They were talking about hydrogen, which we all know is a gas. And if you put hydrogen in a balloon, it floats up in the air. And it's the smallest molecule in the world. It was the first thing that was created in the universe. In fact, about 60% of the by weight of the universe is hydrogen. And this little tiny atom, they said it had anti-inflammatory ability. And I was really concerned about that because on the planet here, we have hydrogen comes as two atoms together, basically molecular hydrogen. And this information coming out of Japan said that it's an anti-inflammatory. And I thought, well, you know, hydrogen is a nonpolar molecule. It means it doesn't have any electrical activity in one spot. I really was doubtful and very skeptical that it would do anything. So I went off to Tokyo and met with the scientists and met with the manufacturers. And then I came back and I did my own study. Because in the past, if I tried to reproduce studies, it didn't work out too well. So I arranged the study and I went to see, they were saying that this hydrogen is not only an anti-inflammatory and antioxidant, but it also can do other things, help your metabolism. They had a long list of things that were going on. And they also touted that it gives you increased energy. So when I was there, I drank the hydrogen water and I felt more energetic, but that could have been a response like any placebo. So I came back and I actually did a study with about 30 patients. And we used something to measure energy in the body just by taking a special light with a special frequency and putting it on their skin and trying to determine once they drink the hydrogen water, if we're going to see an increase in that energy molecule. Like I said, I thought I'd be there all day. It was going to be a long day. Within 2.5 minutes, of course, this was placebo controlled, but the very first one I was looking at, and the energy molecule started going up. This was 2.5 minutes. And in 15 minutes, they were up 12.5% of this molecule, which is called NAD. It's pretty popular now. People are taking NAD supplements. And I said, okay, I'm convinced this is something real. So I went ahead and invested a lot of time and money in creating hydrogen water that would be at a therapeutic level, that would be stable, because many, you know, it's hydrogen, you just can't put it in any container. It goes right through glass. It goes through plastic. And the only thing you use is aluminum cans with a special polymer. And I did all of this work over a period of 2 years, made sure I did this right, bought all the equipment from Japan and started the hydrogen water company. And that's what I'm working on now. And it's right now we're in the middle of manufacturing them by the tens of thousands of cans, because you do drink it and it not only gives you energy, it does reset the metabolism. It does a number of things. And in fact, I've been handing it out for the past 7 years because I just wanted to see how it worked. And getting all of this information back from patients. Everybody had a story, and any deficit they had, it seemed to improve them. So I said, this is the magic bullet. I'm going to go ahead and do this. I owe this to the world. And now it's out, and it's going to be available to everybody.
And I should also say, one of the fascinating things with the book, The Beauty Molecule, is in fact the stories that you weave through it and the successes you weave through it. We've been talking with Nicholas Perricon, the great member of the Medical Society, a number one New York Times bestselling author, great inventor, as you've heard, and commercialized the products and talking about the ability of getting things internal that help the skin and help beauty, really is the father of what we would call anti-aging and improved beauty, or if you will, keeping the outside as beautiful as the inside through inside stuff. And he has done a remarkable job. Nicholas Perricon, The Beauty Molecule is the book. Thank you, Dr. Perricon. We've all learned a lot from you. So acetylcholine, pyridostigmine, hydrogen water. There's a raft of information. I love the information and the way you've summarized it on red light and near infrared light therapy, as well as on exercise and food. It's just a great way of decreasing what he has called the major ager, which is, in his words, and now accepted by many in the world, of inflammation as a major cause of aging. Thanks again for being on, and thank you for writing such a wonderful book, The Beauty Molecule. Thank you, the 50,000 or so listeners every week. You're why we do this. This has been 1245B of the podcast. Thank you very much again to LifesFirstNaturals.com and LongevityPlaybook.com. Go to their websites, LifesFirstNaturals.com or LongevityPlaybook.com, to find out other information about how you can stay young. But one of the greatest places you'll be able to find information is in Nicholas Perricone's book, The Beauty Molecule. Thanks again.